the Shimon Bot Evi, who testified that in other words, Shimon Bot Evi, who testified that in their presence Shimon the Levi was made to Reuven that he didn't pay up the debtors yet. Let's say this same one, he didn't pay up the debtors yet. But the Eide Idoe, that Shimon was made to Reuven in their presence, that he didn't pay up the debt, were craving of the oath. But they are not craving of Reuven and Shimon. So why the Rabbeinu Bnei Rabbi Shua said that the whole lady is a bottle, is a bottle just all cool. Just as we don't say that the plane of the van of the tsaini, it is a bottle just all cool, then we could also say it is a bottle just all cool. After all, the plane testifies against himself, and he testifies against the plane, and he's bottle with himself, because he's a baldono. So mele, it should be bottle with the plane also. The answer is no, he said pardon the board, because it's two separate edges. One Eides is against himself, and one Eides is against the plainy. So true, the Eides against himself is bottle, but the Eides against the plainy is columns here too. They testify against the Orev, and they testify against the Levi. But it's bottle, Ligabi, the Orev, but why shouldn't say pardon the board? It should be Kayim against the Levi. That's the Kasha against the Ravis. The Yesh Mitarzim, the Loi Dome, Hosom Hanes Sabi, the Chayuv Gavre, and Yusrekos, Hilkach, Biker Eide Shimimri, Sherov Ari Shalom, and Beribis Lemoni, Umashom Ani Didim Lachinimin, the Loi Mikabinimine, Avraminum Lechayev Alevi, the Loi Horev, Yefsha, in other words, what is the Rosh saying? What can we tell? I'm the Kashi against the Ravid. In other words, there are two concepts. There is the concept of Palgino de Bure, and there is the concept of Palgino de Monis. Palgino de Bure means that we split the other. When the angels say two things, two items, so we accept one item, and we accept the other item. So in the case of plenary Banu Yosemi, so they did say two things. First of all, they say that the plenary is over there. Then he says, I am the Niyama. So that, of course, we cannot accept that item, that I am the Niyama, because he's a Baldovo. So Mele, but he accept the other item. So we split the agode. The agode consists of two items, and we split it into two items. One item we accept, that the item that the plane is revealed, the item that he is the nearby, we reject. So Mele, what is the result? That the plane is revealed. But he wasn't revealing him, he's revealing somebody else. Mashinki here, we cannot split the agode. We cannot split the agode. After all, there is a shtar. And the shtar testifies, that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 and that Levi became an oref. Who can deny that? It's agode b'shtar. But what does Shimon say? He paid. So then the Eidim testified, they heard this morning that Shimon was made to Reuven, that he didn't pay. So how can, and they happen to be craving of Levi of the Orev. So how can we split our body? What should we say? It is true that in respect to Reuven, in respect to Shimon, so then we accept that, but after all, they are related to Reuven and Shimon. But we don't accept the part about Levi. How is it Shayach? We don't accept. you can't logically split Agadi. Because there it's a question, who is the Gavaya, who is the Nyam? We don't know, except on the basis of the Agadi. So we say, there are two items, two things he says, two ideas. One item is the plane is a Gavaya, the other item is the team self is the Nyam. So we reject that, that's a shaker. But the other part is not a shaker. Mashiach, when we say that we accept the item about Reuven and Shimon, but not about Levi, so then we have to say that the shtar is a shtar shaker. But after all, there is no race in the shtar. So it's not shaykh to say we split the Agadah. So the question is, so at the very outset, what kind of Ikashi was it? I mean, the one who asked against the Ibet was a big lump. I mean, he knew what he was talking about. So how did he ask that as a Ikashi? The answer is, true, in the case of Edi Doya Shalei Pora, we couldn't say Paraginon Dibur, of splitting the Agadah into its component items. But we could say Paraginon Emonis. You see, the Birkas Shmura, Rabbi Opea, talks about Paraginon Dibur, Paraginon Emonis. This is what he means. So in other words, so here, well, of course you couldn't say Paraginon Dibur. The way we say Paraginon Dibur, Ligabei Plenum Emonisim, because then we split out the plainly, and the person says two things. He says plainly is a Reveya, and then he says I'm a Nyava, so we accept the item plainly is a Reveya, we reject the item I'm the Nyava. So what is the result? One part, one item is true, one item is natural. So in Melee, the result is that plainly is a Reveya, but who is the Nyava? Somebody else, who? Mr. X. What even would make? What his name is? His name is Mr. X. So as long as we accept one item, so we can give Mise to the plane. Then, Mashenkin here, we couldn't split the Agadah and say that Shimon is a Levi, but Levi is no Elef. That we know the Tehashtar. So what could we say? We could say Palgim Lemonis. Everything is true. But in respect to Shimon, we accept the Agore, because they are a Heikim. In respect to the Elef, true, but we can't accept it. If Kraven testify in Meshavar, if he testify, he can't. We can't extend the cabarets. Mishabaran, we have Chas V'Shalom Choshes. Maybe they're not telling the truth. I mean, it's ridiculous. The answer is, true or not true, Desden cannot be Mikabel, the Edis of Kraven. So here too, there's the Kashi against the Raibet. Why do we say, Edis Bokhan Tosbot Lekulo? We should say, Paldin Limones, just as we say there, Paldin Libure, we should say, Epaldinimonis. So then, that's the Makshe who are asked against the Raibet. And then he says, V'yesh v'ta'atzi, G'lidomo hosom, ha'nesadir, v'yuvi davro, l'mifzer kosi, hilka abika aides, sh'neimrim sh'rova, y'shalov, v'ribis, nomoni, u'ma sh'oma, u'ma sh'oma, l'ididim, l'achilinu, two separate things. So it's true that Agore from Kabunune, Avraminu Mechaiva Leiru Vleya Erev. You can't say it's true that Agore. Yefsha, Kibishi Ishtashu Erev. So how can you say Shimon is a Leiru, but Leiru is no Erev? But then you are going to deny the Shtar. And we have to accept the evidence that is presented by the Shtar. So what can you say? No, we accept everything. In respect to Shimon, but we accept nothing in respect to Levi. That's a meaning of Paldinimonis. There is no such thing as Paldinimonis. This is what he says. And the one who asked, he assumed that not only is there a loche of Paldinimonis, there is a loche of Paldinimonis also. The Raivitz are Kosa Bichubayisov, Shekola Ide Shebotam Tsoso, Machlas Shukove, Botwakulam. לאי פלדים אין דיבורי, תאי פולק ברחמונה, דמה, משנאי נמצח מנקור ופוסל, עידו שם תאילו אף שלישו. אלמה לאי פלדים אין עידו שם, ועוד אומה עוד מקור ופיסל עצמי, ואימי סימס מראשי, אני דווקא כשמי על עצמי, שאין זה אידס כלל, אלא כמי שאין נדומה, שנולני כל העצמי אית פוסל, כמי שני מעריד שבות נוצר שבות לכולו, וגם ללהוד אומה לאיר, אם כאן נדובה רק עושה מדבר, תראי אחד כשנמצא אחד מן העידים, קורב ופוסל ידעו סמפטולו, אך נמי כשנמצא לאחד מן קורב, לאחד מן קורב ופוסל שעמיץ ידעו סם, תראי מחסקו ותראי אחד שנהיר את פוסל אשר העידים, מפני שנעני קירה בי, אין שפות נוצר לכולו, אך נמי כשמי לעצמי, ועל אחר בכלל, אין אני קירה בי, אין שפות נוצר שפות לכולו, לפי שאין עליו שם אית כלל, ומוכח כדבור, כפי כמה דיסנג'ן. דיקומה, פליני בעל אישתי, הוא ואח המסתף, יעבלו להוגו. פשיטה, סאוגו אדך אמרינון, קורבס לעצמי אמרינון. אצל אישתו לא אמרינון, קומש בו. פירו סאוגו אדך אמרינון, קורב כל כך אצל אישתי, שלא הייתה ידוסי שמעיד עליו. אידס פסולה, ובאת לכל האידס, מי שבאת משהו שבאת לכולו, קומש בו נדישתי כגופי. ואם זה אידס כבר, היו כך פרגן דיבורי, כי פרגנו מגופי, וחנם הוא אמר הוסם. וחנם הוא הוסם, גם בפליני לרוב השירי, עוד הם קורא בישראל עצמי אמרים הישראל, מי לא אמינו, פירוש ואפרעות הם פותה, לבשירי שבאת מצור סו, בית לכולו. סו, ובזה ניחה ההודי ירושלמי, כוסף כל מחוסר שני מאודם, נמצח מן קורא ופוסט על ידוס המתולו, תחאי יחד הוסם מי שבאת מצור סו, בית לכולו, וחנם מוח. ופוסק עד אופס, הלכס יקרביכם פתאים לבואי. Briefly, what is the rabbit saying? And there's the sheet of Rashi and there's the sheet of the Rosh. That there are two kinds of psuleides. There is a psuleides like Korev or Rosh. He's an eight. The Korev is an eight. He has a shemay. But he postulated. And then Baldovo does not even have a shemay. Because when somebody testifies against himself, I am in Yerva, then it's a confession. It's not an eight. It's not even tishayach to say he postulated. He's no eight altogether. When somebody testifies against a cousin, it's an eidus, but a posel eidus. But when someone testifies against himself, he doesn't even have a shem eidus. It's no eidus, it's a confession. And bal ki ishtei and ishtei ki gufei, so when somebody testifies against his wife, so it's not just korev, it's baldova, because there is identity of personality, al pidin, between husband and wife. And when a person testifies against his wife, it means he testifies against himself. He doesn't have a chalei shemeit. Korev or Roshe has a shemeit, but he postulates. When do we say Yiddish about Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo if he has a shemeit, but he postulates? So then we say Yiddish about Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo. So in the case of somebody coming to Bezdin and saying, Pleini Boal Achisi Shehi Eishasish. So then he has a shemit, but he cannot be mikabel the Eides against his sister because he's a kof, but he has a shemit. So then we couldn't even be mechayev Mr. Pleini. But if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, Pleini Rabbanu Yatzeini, so he testifies against himself, it means it's a confession against himself. He doesn't even have a shemedes, so he can't say the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo. Because only when he has a shemedes, but he postulates, then we say the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo. But when he doesn't have a shemedes, he can't say the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo. Pleini Baal Ishti, Hu Ve'acha Mistafen, Hergei Avor Ergo. Because in Baal Ishti is not just Korah. It is Baldova, because identity of personality between husband and wife is the same person. So when he says, my wife is Chayavis Mise, it's like saying, I'm a Chayavis. He doesn't even have a Chalei Shemedes. If he doesn't have a Chalei Shemedes, we don't say, Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo. So Mele, here, it's crazy, it's not Baldova. So that's why Ravina Berit Rabbi Shua said, we say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat HaKulo, we don't say Talgin Dibor. Alright, this is the Rabbi Shittim. Now, so far, we have two pshatim in the Gemara. Ilohi v'tuvi. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it is reference to Eides Havoyeh, and according to Raavad, Eidei Doro Shalopa. The Ramban is Chol Kivan on the right. And the Ramban Muhammad is, he applies it to the case of Eidei Piroi. In other words, there was a Nuve that would have lent $1,000 to Shimon. And Levi undertook to be an oath. And then trading now, Ruvain is demanding the $1,000 from Shimon. And then Shimon produces Levi, who testifies on his behalf that they saw how Shimon paid up the debt yesterday. So Rav Papa wanted to make a couple of days. They were craving of the Orev, but after all, he didn't demand any payment from the Orev. He demanded payment from Shimon. So, and Shimon the Arachet. So Rav Nebeit Rav Yeshua said, no, suppose Shimon does not have any money to pay. So then the next step will be that Reuven will call Levi to Yintor, and then when they did testify that they saw how Shimon paid and it's Negia Levi, the craving of Levi, so Mele will not be Mikabadis. So Mele, even though right now he didn't call Levi to Yintor, but suppose he will not be able to collect, so then he can call Levi to Yintor, and then the Edis of the Edis Pereim will be bottled. Some Mela will say, Edis Pereim is just a Patlakula, and the Edis Ligabe Shimon is also bottled. So how is it that the Ramban does not like the Raivis Pshat? So the Ramban, he rejects Rashi's Pshat, and he rejects the Raivis Pshat. So when he rejects the Raivis Pshat, Ramban Muhammad, here. So he spells it out very simply. He says, according to Rashi, this is Pshat, that the Edim are read out where, how can we say English, because suppose two Edim will testify that they saw Tochki Edimu, that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven lent $1,000 to Levi. Tochki Edimu. And then they happen to be craving of Levi. So Bezni will not be able to collect from Shimon the $1,000, of course. It's two separate ages. Ages apart from just what we call is Shaykh only in one age. But when two Edim testify, two separate ages, the Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and at the same time, he lent $1,000 to Levi. It's two separate ages. So true, they are craving of Levi, but they're not craving of Shimon, son of Mele, Bezdin Yud, will accept the Eidus, Ligabe against Shimon, but not against Levi. So here too, if it's Eid Alvoy, so what does Eid Alvoy mean? That Shimon borrowed, and Levi undertook to be a surety. So in other words, it's like two Alvoyes. So how can we say, and two Eidus, that Eidus Pontus will come? So he agrees with, that was the timing of the Raavad against Rashi and Tosfos also. The Ramban agrees with the Raavad's timing against Rashi and Tosfos. But he rejects even the Raavad's pshat. Because he says, if the Edim are ready, Idoya Shalom Torah, then we should still say Palgini Deborah. But he doesn't mean Palgini Deborah, he means Palgini Monet. Because the Raavad sheet, the Ramban sheet is that just as there is a concept of Palgini Deborah, there is a concept of Palgini Monos also. But in the case of Edim Piroim, so then we couldn't even apply the din of Palgini Monos. Why? Because, so what's the difference between Edim Doy Shalom Torah and Edim Piroim? Because in the case of the Doe, let's say, in the case of the Alve, the way Rashi, in cases to explain the Gemara, of the Tuvia, then we can apply the concept of pardoning the borrowers three Dagore. In other words, they even say two things, Shimon bowed and Levi bowed. He undertook to be an Arab, that's also bowed. So then we say pardoning the borrower, the item that Shimon bowed is true, the item that Levi undertook to be an Arab is natural. Natural. But in the case of the Ravid, in the case of the Ravid, where we say so then the Ramban Shiti is true, he couldn't say Pargimon Dibure, but we still could say Pargimon Emolis, and there is no still. But the Ramban Shiti is that we do say Pargimon Nemonis. So more we shouldn't say Eidi Shabbat Mitzvah Bakula in the case of Eidi Idoi Shabbat. Mashenke, in the case of Eidi Piroin, then we couldn't even apply the concept of Pargimon Nemonis. Because suppose we apply the concept of Pargimon Nemonis. So that would mean, let's say, they didn't testify that Shimon paid. But the Edim happened to be, so they testify, Lishusei of Shimon, and they testify Lishusei of the Erev too. But we couldn't accept it in respect to the Erev. So then it would mean, what would be the result? If we would say Pargimonis, so then there would be a repugnancy still in business Kabbalah. It would involve a contradiction itself, a repugnancy. Suppose we set Pargimon Emolis. In the case of Eidi Doi Shalei Pora, there is no repugnancy. So the Eidim testify the Chivosi of Shimon and the Chivosi of the Orif. But Bezdin would say, vis-a-vis Shimon, we accept the Agadah. So that means that Shimon is mechuyev to pay. But vis-a-vis the Orev, we don't accept the Agadah, because the Agadah, true or natural, we can't accept Agadah of Edim or Akrei. So what would be the result? That Shimon is mechuyev to pay, the Levi the Orev is not mechuyev to pay. Is there any repugnancy in that, in saying that the Levi is mechuyev, the Orev is not mechuyev? That's no repugnancy. But in the case of Eidi Piroin, so if we say Pargimon Emonis, so then there will be a contradiction, a repugnancy, a still nearby. So we'll say, the Eidim testify that Shimon paid, so Shimon is potter. The Levi is primarily liable, is potter. But we don't accept the Eidis that Shimon is potter vis-a-vis the Orev. So the Orev is chayev, that's still nearby. That's repugnant. To say that the Levi is chayev and the Orev is potter, that's possible. Many times there's such a thing. But to say the Levi is potter and the Orev is chayev, it's still nearby. It's repugnant. So that's why you cannot say potter. That's the difference between the Ravid, Shit and the Ravid. Now, let's see here. When Tosa says, V'chein en reina, d'naf k'mino sheid o'shar b'archeiv, k'reiv m'nu ruvei, u'chei k'm l'shimon. So there's naf k'mino, if the bait, because right now is, who is the Baldova? Shimon. And Shimon, so the Arichelkim, Samumele, we could accept the Eidus against Shimon. But if Reuven becomes a Baldova, so then we couldn't accept the Eidus. Because to Reuven the Akrevi. So he says, "Don't Shimon amirchem loit, kiven, the Torah for Shimon also Basarovin. Now what Teisus says here, does that conform only to Rashi's and Teisus Vishite? Rashi's and Teisus Vishite Marcus, but not the Kodesh the Ramban Shite, but it conforms to the Ramban Shite also. I think that the first member by Teisus can conform even the Kodesh the Ramban Shite, because the liability of Likeach is like an Erev. That's what Gemara in Beit Basra says. In other words, because the same reason in Ephraim and Chosim Shibodim, the mocking Shiesh and Chosim Mechirin, because Lo Yiporamin Erev Trilo, the Gemara says, and Nichsin, the Inche is Arvinle. So the reason is why the Likeach is responsible, it's like an Erev. Because that the Nechosim are Arevim. But, so, in other words, the Nechosim are Arevim. So it's only secondarily liable. Mashain came, that the Levi himself is primarily liable. So the Mele, if we were to say, Palgin and Mones, so then it would be, there would be a Stira Meir Bey. So, Chayn Lema, Adnat Kamine, Chayn Shabbat, Chayf Krayb Meruvi, Ur Chayn Shimon, so if Ruvin does not become a Baldovo, so then he could collect from Shimon. Who is Shimon? Shimon is like an Erev, so it's like the Ramban's Pshat. In other words, the Bezdin would say, the Erev is Mechuyev, and the Levi is not Mechuyev. That's an hypocrisy. How could there be such a thing? To such a Psaq Din. The Erev is Mechuyev. The Nechosim by the Likeach and the possession of the Likeach are liable, but the Levi himself is better. That's impossible, because the responsibility of an Erev of the Nechosim emanates from the responsibility of the Levi. So that what Teisus first member can conform according to all the Shittos of Shimon. According to Rashi, Teisus, the Raiva and Ramban, the other member, so that will be told. V'cheinim yel shimet, eidim, shem yidim schusei. What do you mean schusei? In other words, the Torah, so it's like yidim v'roim. So yidim v'roim. V'heim kreivim, v'cheinim yel shimet, eidim, shem yidim schusei. The Truvain paid the debt. So the Mele, there is no Shibut Nechosim on the Sode that is in the possession of Shimon. The Chayim Yom Shimon Eidim, Shimidim Schuse, Vein Kravim, some Mele, so without Truvain becoming the Baldovo, so then they'll collect from Shimon, because they are Kravim. We'll have to be coupled out of it. But if Ruvain becomes a Baldovo, then they're not able to collect. So he says, even if Ruvain does not become a Baldovo, so then, how can we say that Shimon will be Potter? V'chein yiyel Shimon eidim, shem yiyidin schusei, v'in craving, so without Ruvin becoming Baldovo, so then he'll be able to, so the Balchev of Ruvin will be able to take away the Sode from Shimon. So, but if Ruvin becomes a Baldovo, then they'll not be able to take away Sode. Skiven, then Kreim Shimon Hoyed Afil Yeruvel Kibin the Yishrabach Lishimen Shemami Dakar Kabiyode. That will only be true according to Rashi Shite, but it will not be true according to the Ramban Shite, because in that case, so what will be the result? That if they are craving of Shimon, some male, the result will be, and they testify, Lischusei of Shimon and Lischusei of Ruvain. But Bezdin will be Mikabel de Agode, if vis-a-vis Shimon Lischusei, so Shimon mit Pata Shimon ist der Orof. Das ist noch was, nicht sind die Inche Arnle. So what will be the result? The result will be that the Psaq Din of Bezn will be they cannot win against Shimon. And Shimon is like an Orof. It's secondarily like, but he can still win against Ruven. So Mele, against Ruven he can win. So that means that Ruven will be rivals. Nothing wrong, no problems in that. Nothing wrong in that. So that means the second member by Tisves, he only conforms to Tisves Shittim Machis, but not to the Ramban Shittim. So the first case can conform even according to the Ramban Shittim. The second case can only conform to Tisves Shittim and Rashi Shittim and not according to the Ramban Shittim. That's what I think. All right, anyway. So it's no Kash against Tisves, because Tisves is Shittosim, that he applies the Gemara to Louis Vituvier to a ideal void, some mayor. We still say in the Shabbat and Trust of the Kor, in that case too, and because this is Shittim Makasis, we don't say, Pogin and Manas. Now, tomorrow, so we should cover the Gemara up to the next Mishnah.
How come the Kasha of Algin Gibor wasn't a Kash that Rashi learned to him?
What, what?
Why wasn't the Aura against the Rai, but Aura against the Rashi in place also? I mean, the Kash of, let's say, Algin and Gibor.
Yes.
You know, the one was against the Rai, but why isn't that a Kash against the Rashi?
Against Rashi, it's certainly a Kash. So it's needless to mention that Rashi is difficult, because the Raivad himself is the Kashi against Rashi. But the Rosh is the Kashi, but you Raivad, you are massive against Rashi. There is a Kashi against you.
Pshat. But against Rashi, it's surely
Shvat.
So how does Rashi answer that Kashi?
What?
How does Rashi answer the Kashi? Because
Rashi Shiti is... Rashi will answer the Kashi. In other words, why is it different than Pargin and Dibura? Than Pargin and Dibura, but Rumban Seni, we can see like the Ravid, that Pargin and Dibura is only Shayach when there is no Edis. But when there is an Edis, but the Pasal Edis, so then we say Edis Shpot Mutas Shpot Lekor, so we don't say Pargin and Dibura. So here it's craving in the Edis to be. Mashiach Kim, but Rumban Seni, Rumban Seni, it's not craving, it's Baldovo.
That works with Rashi's intention too. I mean,
that's right. Rashi Shittim Makis, he can't do that because he's in line with the Shittim Makis.
That the
Kvod,
it's not
Tzavei. That's right. Rashi Shittim Davov, in Makis, in can't do that because he's in line with the Shittim of the Rite.
Is there not enough
meaning
between one
Chetz
of a Shtar and one Chetz of a Shtar?
Yeah, maybe another aloche. There's
given
a separate aloche of Shtar Shabbat and Shtar Shabbat.
That's a certain given,
yeah. It's another one.
I'm saying that maybe that would be the Shabbat.
Yeah, yeah. But Rashi happens to be with the Shittim Makis. There are two people. One who doesn't even have a Shem in this, and then we don't say he is Shabbat and Shabbat Kulo, and one who has a Shem in this, but he passes on this. Okay. Oh, yeah.